Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Daniel D'Ambrosio, the owner of SC Home Offer, which helps clients sell their homes in a fast and easy way. He joins us here today to share how to sell your house fast in Greenville, South Carolina. And Mr. D'Ambrosio, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, sir, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to being informed today. So tell us, for starters, what is it that SC Home Offer does exactly that differentiates you from a real estate agent?
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually a licensed real estate agent. And for a long time, I went the traditional path of kind of helping people sell their homes on the open market. And as I was doing that, I just came to find out that there are a lot of people that don't want to sell that way, or it may not even be right for them. And so as I was, you know, working the market, kind of serving that need as an agent, I saw another need that needed to be filled, and that was coming in and offer a very easy, secure way to sell your home that takes all the pressure, all the risk off of a traditional home sale and allows somebody to be able to move forward to kind of the next stages in life without, you know, wringing their hands and kind of worrying about the sale of their house or their repairs and all of that stuff. So that's kind of the difference. We come in and we actually buy the house instead of coming in and trying to market the house to some unknown buyer.
And that certainly is interesting, and really appreciate your sharing the details on what differentiates you from a real estate agent. That is helpful. Now, what areas of South Carolina does your company primarily buy in?
Yeah, absolutely. We started the company about 4 years ago, and at the time we were exclusively focused on the upstate market. We have expanded, and we're now starting to buy in other parts of the state. And really, we purchase properties kind of all over the place. Greenville's still our home base, so we do a lot of business here, but we've bought properties down on the coast and, you know, other parts of the state as well. So kind of all over.
Excellent. I'm sure those South Carolinians are most happy to hear that as well. So other than buying a property that may be too ugly for a traditional sale, are there any advantages to using you guys over another home buying company in Greenville?
I definitely think so. You know, there are a lot of times when people come to us and their home is actually beautiful. They're just in a situation where there can be a few different things. A common one that we see is where somebody doesn't want to deal with the whole process of selling their property, kind of getting it ready, dealing with those negotiations, the back and forth, having the buyer have to struggle to get financing fall through at the last minute. And so many times people will come to us and they'll say, hey, look, I've got my house. I want to sell it as is. It's, you know, you can see it's pretty good condition here. So it's not a tear down or anything like that. It's a nice home. But if we can get a contract, and I have a firm price in hand, I'm buying from an established buyer, that way I can go forward and find my next home. And it's a really comforting thing to them to know they're not having to deal with repairs. They can leave the home as is. And as is means even leaving stuff in the house. So if they have, you know, some old furniture they don't want anymore or a workshop that they never cleaned out, they can just leave that stuff behind and we'll take care of it and donate it or throw it away if it's junk. And so with that, a lot of times people have beautiful homes, but they just want that ease and security of knowing, hey, now I can go shopping and there's no pressure on me to have to close. You know, sometimes people put their house on the market and a buyer comes in and says, hey, I want you out in 30 days. And now there's this mad scramble to have to move everything, find new housing, and, you know, all of that. Whereas when they work with us, you know, we can close in 3 days, we can close in 3, 4, 5, 6 months. It doesn't matter. Now, of course, we buy the other ones too. There's situations where the homes are a wreck and need a lot of work and someone inherited it or, you know, they had it as a rental that went bad. And sometimes too, we've been doing a lot more of this lately. You know, typically someone thinks, oh, these guys, home buyers are going to come in and give a low offer. That's not our approach at all. Certainly, we're in business, and in business, you got to make a profit to stay in business. But we have found a few really creative ways that sellers love to pay pretty much full market or very close to full market on their property when they're looking to sell. And so it's something that we've done a lot more of lately, and our sellers are loving it. And that's really for all types of homes.
Certainly is exciting news right there. Today we are joined by Mr. Daniel D'Ambrosio, the owner of SC Home Offer, which helps clients sell their homes in a fast and easy way here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now continuing on, Mr. D'Ambrosio, what are the fees typically associated with selling a home to you guys versus, let's say, someone utilizing a real estate agent?
Again, what we focus on is ease. Right, we want to make it so simple. So when we give someone a number, that's the number. So let's just use $200,000 as the purchase price. So we come in, we agree, hey, we can pay $200,000 for this property. At the closing, that buyer will get $200,000. The only thing that would be subtracted from there is their outstanding mortgage, and then the taxes for that portion of the year. So if it's in February and they owe $280 in taxes at that point, it's going to be $200,000 minus $280 minus nothing else. We take care of all the attorney fees, there's all of that. Now with a traditional sale, kind of going your normal path, someone may say, well, I'm going to sell it on the market, use an agent, and I'm going to sell it for $225. So they go that way. And you go $225, and then you subtract the percentage that the real estate agents get. In this market, kind of an average is about 6%, maybe 7%, maybe 5%. Kind of an average is about 6. And so you're now subtracting about $12,000, $13,000 from that $225. The buyer is almost always going to ask for closing costs and for other concessions. So they want, hey, I don't want to pay $225, I want to pay $215. And out of that $215, I want you to pay $6,000 towards my closing costs, and I want you to do $8,000 in repairs on the property. And you now get in, engage in a contract, they do their inspections, and they come back and say, hey, we want another $5,000 because we found out that these windows are 20 years old, which is obvious when they're looking at the house. But that's often the case. It's often a multi-step negotiation. Whereas with us, we come in, we do our evaluation up front, we're not changing prices, as we get deeper into the mix, and there's not all these fees. We're not going to ask you to pay our closing costs. In fact, we're going to pay your closing costs, or the seller's closing costs. So that's a little bit the difference between the two approaches here.
Well, you certainly mentioned some big differences there. Really appreciate that and helpful once again. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times the difference between your company and a traditional real estate sale, but what makes you different from the large iBuyer firms popping up all over Greenville?
Sure. That there are some institutional, we'll call them institutional companies, that are getting into the buying houses business. And these guys are popping up kind of across the country. Certainly Greenville is a market that they're investing in. When they buy a property, it's quite different. Typically, they still have fees, which is interesting to me that they would do that. They'll give you a price and they'll say, okay, and there's a $8,000 buyer fee. I don't quite get that, but that's common. Much of what they do is this, algorithm where they'll run some numbers online, and they don't really jump in and get to understand the situation. And, I want to take just a moment here and talk about that a little bit, kind of understanding the situation, because people often think like, hey, the sale of my house, it comes down to one thing, price. That's an important piece for sure. And if the pricing's way off, it's not going to be the right solution, but there's so much more to actually selling a property and to finding the right solution. Most people don't buy and sell properties every day like we do, and so they're not aware that there's more than one solution to a situation. And so an iBuyer, this big institutional, think of Walmart or something, just kind of cranking things out, trying to maximize the profit as much as possible in every interaction that they can. Whereas with us, we're local investors. We're going to come in, sit down at the dining room table, sit down on the couch, get to know your situation, and figure out what the best possible solution is for you. And Eric, in transparency, sometimes the best solution is not us. And we're not going to try to fit a round peg in a square hole. We're going to say, hey, you know what, Mr. Seller, we've looked at this situation. We're understanding what's going on here. And let me give you a couple recommendations of a couple paths that are actually going to be better for you and, you know, some different ways to approach this. An iBuyer, you know, they're not set up to do that. They're not sitting down. They don't know the market, kind of the momentum like we do, being here, living in it, and working in it. So I'd say, you know, I think the end solution is going to be different between an iBuyer and SC Home Offer, but also the personal touch and the care. And I share this. I always share it hesitantly because I don't want anyone to think that I'm just saying it in order to kind of win trust or rapport or whatever, but it's truly, our company operates on three principles. The first one's to be a blessing. The second one's to work with wisdom. And the third one's to interact with integrity. And that's the foundation of what we do as a company. And so that be a blessing is the primary driver. And so when we come in, sit down and say, what is it that we can do for you? How can we help you? And that's genuinely the approach we have when we're selling, when we're buying properties here in the upstate or throughout South Carolina.
Well, certainly some fantastic information and quite interesting as well, and really appreciate what you do within the real estate industry there in Greenville, South Carolina. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up?
Sure, Eric. I just want to thank you for taking the time to do this podcast with us. You know, and just to you know, share, SC Home Offer may not be for everyone looking to sell a property, but I do think everyone owes it to themselves to reach out to us and to see how much we can pay for the home, what type of solutions we have for them. You know, it doesn't cost anything to do it. They can jump on the website, pick a time to meet with us. We'll come out, sit down, or jump on the phone at least and talk through the situation and see if we can give them an offer and a better way to sell than what's available with anyone else.
And thank you for those concluding remarks. And if listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on SC Home Offer, where's the best place online to do so?
Yes, sir. It's www.schomeoffer.com. And please, please check out our reviews. You know, on there, on the website itself, there's tons of videos. If you go to YouTube and type in our name, you're going to see a bunch of video testimonials. If you go to Google and just type in SC Home Offer reviews, you're going to see all the written testimonials. So we try to serve people well, and thankfully they've been good to us in giving us great feedback.
Again, Mr. D'Ambrosio, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best, and thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Daniel D'Ambrosio, the owner of SC Home Offer, which helps clients sell their homes in a fast and easy way. And for more information, simply visit schomeoffer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.